The Old Testament biblical notion of priesthood centers on two main aspects that are very closely united. The first is mediation, and the second is sacrifice. So the priest was seen as one that God had appointed to be a mediator of sorts between God's blessed people and God himself. So people would bring intentions and, you know, offerings to the priest so that he would offer them to God on their behalf. And then he was also seen as one who would be sort of the medium through which God's blessings could come upon God's people as well. Not the only way, but the priest could certainly impart blessings. The priest could speak the word of God, speak on behalf of God. So the priest was first a mediator. Secondly, and connected to that, the priest was one who offered sacrifice on behalf of the people. So the priest was in the temple, and the people would bring their animals or whatever kind of offering they wanted to bring. They'd present those offerings to the priest, who then, on their behalf, would offer those sacrifices to God. So mediation and sacrifice are two of the key aspects of priesthood as we understand it in the Old Testament. So Jesus comes along then, and Jesus is the fulfillment of everything about the priesthood that God has taught through Old Testament times. So Jesus is par excellence the mediator, because there's no other person that ever walked the face of the earth that had both a divine and human nature. If you think you have both, sorry, but you're wrong. There's only one person that had both divine and human natures. So that made him the perfect go-between between God and mankind. Since he had both natures, he could bring to God our intentions and bring to us God's graces. So Jesus bridges that gap. It's kind of a side note. The Latin word for pope is pontifex. Maybe you've heard the word pontifex before. It means bridge builder. So the pope is a bridge builder. We're supposed to be. Not literally, of course, but he bridges the gap between two entities that have some kind of separation between them. So the pope is supposed to be an agent to bring Christ to those who don't know him, to bring the teachings of the church to those who have not yet received them. He is this bridge that goes over the gap and connects the two. And so, in a very real way, Jesus bridges that gap as well. So he is the perfect mediator between God and man. But he's also the fulfillment of the image of the priest as the offerer of sacrifice, because Jesus offers the best sacrifice that there is, which is himself. God himself, who has taken on our human nature, he dies. Jesus dies. He gives the very gift of himself to the Father. So all of those Old Testament prefigurations where the priests offered sacrifice, those came to their fulfillment in Jesus as he offered the perfect sacrifice of himself on the cross. So Jesus is both mediator and the offerer of sacrifice. Now, fast forward quite a ways to the middle of the 20th century, to the Second Vatican Council, where all of the documents of the council reaffirm the age-old teachings of the church. But there's a special emphasis at Vatican II on the priesthood of the faithful. Now, by our baptism, we are made sharers in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. If I had begun this homily by asking how many priests were in the congregation today, I don't know that many of you would have raised your hands. Probably no one. There would have been one up here with his hand raised. But see, that's because we don't think of ourselves as sharing in the priesthood of Christ. But indeed, we heard St. Peter writing to those first Christians. He said, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And then a couple of verses later, he says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own. So all of those who are baptized participate in the priesthood of Christ. Well, what does that mean? That means that you also share in those two aspects, among other things, being mediator and offering sacrifice. Now, we could probably spend all day sharing about the hardships and the sacrifices that we make each day, the difficulties, the obstacles, the pains, the griefs, the gripes, everything. We could spend quite a bit of time talking about the difficulties of life. And the very fact that we are sharers in the priesthood means that God is asking us to offer all of those things, offer our sacrifices to him as a gift acceptable to God. We know that in relationships, when there is no sacrifice, there's not a very deep and profound love, is there? But where there is sacrifice in relationships, there is love. Sacrifice is a sure indicator of authentic love. And the harder the sacrifice to offer, the deeper the pain, perhaps the greater the love is there, as we see in the very offering of Jesus. So whether it's our desk at work, or the seat of the tractor, or the kitchen sink, or in the front of a classroom of children, wherever you find yourself day after day, that is precisely where God has invited you to build your altar of sacrifice. Because it's in all of those elements of your day-to-day life that God is inviting you to offer him those hardships, those sacrifices, those offerings of love from the heart to him. Especially the things that are most difficult. Because when the sacrifice, or when it's more difficult for us, the greater the sacrifice, the deeper our expression of love. So that's the way in which we are to share in the role of Christ the priest as the offerer of sacrifice. But how about mediation then? Well, we are also participants in the priesthood of Christ in that regard, because we are meant to be those bridges, those bridge builders in this world. Well, does that mean we're all called to be Pope? Because Pontifex means Pope? Maybe not. But we are called to be bridge builders. We are meant to be mediators that span the gap between two entities that are somehow divided. We know lots of people that haven't received the truth of the gospel. People who live a life that is apart from Christ. Well, we can be a bridge that spans that gap. We can bring to them the love of Christ. We can bring to them the truth, the mercy, the goodness, the joy of Christ. But without us to be that bridge, how can there be the communication in between? We know all kinds of people in this life that are suffering and struggling. We can be that bridge. We can be the mediator. Like Jesus said to Philip, you know, we've been friends all this time, and you still don't know me? Don't you know that when you see me, when you talk to me, when you hear me, when we interact, you're experiencing the Father? Well, in a similar way, I mean, we don't say those exact same words, but that's how we are in this world. By the things that we say, the things that we do, the way we carry out our life of faith, people in the world encounter Christ in us. When they see us, they see Jesus. When they hear us, they hear Jesus. See, that's how it's supposed to work, as we are priests or sharers in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Well, as a sharer in the ministerial priesthood of Christ, which we'll talk about a different day, I, of course, had to go through some years of formation and preparation in seminary, right? Well, what is the formation for the faithful who share in the universal priesthood of Christ, in which all of you share? Well, every time you come to Mass, this is, in a certain sense, a school of formation to become more and more authentic priests of Jesus Christ, to be more authentic mediators, to offer a more authentic sacrifice in your day-to-day life. How? We come here and we meditate on this mystery of Jesus as mediator and priest. We ponder this mystery of how he gave everything. How could he love that much? We reflect on that mystery more and more and more, and how a life is transformed in the Holy Spirit to become that spiritual offering pleasing to God. We take that mystery into ourselves and allow ourselves to be transformed and changed by it, so that we can be like Jesus in the gospel, that people who encounter us can truly encounter Christ. And through our example, through our priesthood, if you will, they come to a deeper faith and a deeper knowledge of who God really is.